Now, a visit to Canada's Atlantic coast to the province of Newfoundland and Labrador. Members of the Inuit community there once navigated rivers in canoes made of wood and canvas. The canoes are still made today, but as Emma Jacobs reports, the tradition is coming to an end.
Come in. I was about to have a break anyway.
A canoe is suspended on two chains from the ceiling of Joe Gowdy's workshop.
The one thing you need to remember about not just building canoes, but working with wood, the wood is going to want to assume its natural shape. If you force it, it's not going to work right. So you can't force it.
72-year-old Gowdy is the last person building wooden canoes in this corner of northeastern Canada.
You can see part of the tack, and that's not allowed.
He's stretching white canvas and fastening it over a wooden frame. It's a job that takes a long time and 3 pounds of brass tacks. But it's one of the last steps before the canoe is shellacked and painted.
Could you do this in your sleep now?
Yeah, I even dream about it, I think.
Gowdy comes from a long line of Inuit trappers. They would leave a base camp a couple miles upriver from the town where Gowdy lives today, Happy Valley Goose Bay, and travel hundreds of miles into the interior to tend their trap lines. His brothers started making the trip at age 9. But by the time Gowdy was old enough, no one was really joining the trips.
When they were leaving in the morning, the men would take out their 12-gauge shotguns and fire several rounds, sort of the trapper's goodbye, I guess. You know, we'll see you when you get back.
They came back in the winters with vivid stories.
They'd come over to the house and they'd get a yarn going with a cup of tea and probably a pipe. And I'd sit by the side and listen to the stories, listen to their conversation.
The town Gowdy grew up in was changing, reorienting around a new military air base. But the stories stuck with him so that as an adult, he went to Maine to learn how to make traditional canoes. His brother helped him to adapt some of the basic models. He still leads trips hundreds of miles down the Churchill River as a guide.
The height of the land is 800 feet above you. You go ashore to have lunch and maybe you're looking at a tree where there's still smoke marks on it from some trapper or other who boiled the kettle there sometime during the day.
Gowdy himself has made the trip 22 times, but he regretfully says that this canoe will be the last one he builds for sale. Years of inhaling cedar dust have started to affect his breathing, and the doctor has told him he has to give it up. He thinks there's a buyer waiting for this canoe, but once the canvas is stretched, Gowdy will still paint it with his own design.
This particular one is going to be probably a royal blue with the orange shellac on the bottom, gold waterline on it, paintings, caribou swimming in the water, geese landing. It's kind of a special one, the last one.
And once the boat is painted, that'll be it. In his workshop, Gowdy swings a hammer and taps the very last tack into the frame. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.